father or mother contaminates your God image. If you have angry, punitive parents, you may subscribe to a theology of an angry God and so on. There's a big literature on that. Or you may react against it and so on. Anyway, after doing a great deal of work on this, this is what Jung calls the transformation of God. He says, as we go more and more into the unconscious, we come across these untransformed God images, and then they transform. It's in the one of the letters somewhere. Ettinger has a good book about this called The New God Image. I forget the letter, but anyway, it's called The Transformation of God. Anyway, so after years of working on this father problem, which is not uncommon, she has another dream in which she goes into a room, and there's a big room like this, and in this room there are God images from all the traditions, icons and paintings and statues from all the world's religious traditions, and she's told that she can have anyone she wants. And as she walks around the room, she's drawn to this laughing Buddha. Okay, you remember this, I think, 9th century Zen priest. I think his name was Hotei or Potei, depending if it's Japanese or Chinese. And he's enormously fat, and he's got a bag of goodies that he gives to children. He's got a big smile on his face. I'm not sure if it was 9th century or not, but somewhere around there. And it's an expression of the joy of spiritual practice and the joy, you know, the joy that can be found in an authentic spirituality. And this figure in the dream is wearing a golden crown. And she realizes that's the one she wants. Okay? So look at the difference between this punitive, angry, sort of Baroque God image of the old man with the beard and this joyful, and that's what Jung means by the transformation of God. And that's the kind of transformation that can occur as you work on your own material. You can at the same time transform your images of the sacred, or you don't transform them. They spontaneously change as you withdraw the original parental projections and you start to experience the sacred in different ways. But you can't do that until you've freed up your inner world. That's why you have to do your own psychological work on your complexes before this stuff starts to change. Because remember, at the center of the complex, if the archetype is at the center of the complex, there's an element of the sacred right in the middle of your pathology. That's why Jung is able to say that your pathology is an expression of the sacred, which sounds like a weird thing to say if you think that the divine is only light. But if you realize that the archetype can be at the center of these very painful complexes, then it can manifest itself in a negative way. But the good news is that it can transform. So we have a different kind of good news now. I think I'd like to stop. My voice is practically gone. Okay, thank you.